Good morning. It's 7:55 on 222. Yes, yes. 7:55 a.m., almost 8 o'clock, on Saturday, February the 22nd, 2014. If you're just joining me because of the interview I did, hi. Ooh, 16:37. 16 and a half minutes on the first mile, that's not bad. As I was saying, if you are just joining because you've heard about the podcast because of the hangout we did with John Ward and Trish Callahan. Trish McCallum? Trish. I don't know. Sorry, Trish. Anyway, yeah, welcome. No, don't expect much because it's not really much. I'm not sure what I'm thinking about today. It was I'm a little bit later getting out this morning because my wife was asleep and I didn't want to wake her by opening the garage door. And there's still too much snow in the backyard to open the literal back gate, the one I use in the summertime to get in and out the back door of the house quietly. So I've had a cup of coffee, but I haven't had any food. I'm feeling the need. Today is more of an edit day. One more day. Probably got several more days. I have a goal for what I want to do, how much editing I want to do today. And yesterday I made that goal. So yesterday was a double green. I got the walk in and I met my goal for the day. I'm quite excited. I'm hoping I'm going to make the goal again today. I've got a lot of running around to do, so I'm not sure. Yesterday I was able to do it because I didn't have much in the way of taxi duty. I didn't have much in the way of chores. I didn't have a lot of things I needed to do yesterday, so it worked out. I got a good editing session in the morning and then broke it up with a grocery run, and then another session in the afternoon, and threw a few more pages on in the evening. Yes. I was after watching a couple more episodes of House of Cards Season 2. So, altogether, a good day yesterday. Hoping for at least a marginal day today. See how it works out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dog walker. I see him quite frequently out here. I see his dogs. I assume it's the same guy. I don't know. Might not be. Little ragmop dogs. I don't know if they're peaks or what. So anyway, what am I thinking about today? Mostly I'm thinking about making progress. I'm thinking about a comment that I made on my blog yesterday. Now, I put an update up on Sunday. Mid-month, took a picture of my calendar, and first comment was, so ownership is still tied up with the editor. Yes. And then down the page, like three comments later, somebody asked, So when will we be publishing Ownershare on Kobo, on Kindle? And so I left a long comment. It's like, look, I'm sorry. I clearly have not made this point loudly enough. I can't publish it until we get it back from the editor, until it gets formatted, until it gets laid out. And until all that happens, I'm not telling anybody when it's going to be published, because I keep getting burned by predicting events that don't happen. So, so that's the story. The next time you hear from Moat, Ownershare will be when it is available. And that's just what I have to do in order to keep my skin from being sandpapered down. And apparently I was a bit too brusque, and the guy wrote back and said, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to touch a nerve. It's like, I understand that one person asks, the same person asks about every month. But when it's 200 people all asking once a month, where's the book? Yeah. It's coming. Might happen relatively soon. You never know. Stranger things have happened. And oh, I'm looking forward so much to getting that book out, because between that book and paper, on the one hand, it's, you know, I said this before, it's first author, like first world problem, first author problem. Yeah, so many people who just want new books. They want this book series. They want more Ishmael Wong. I don't know why they don't want more Tanith Fairport, but they want more Ishmael Wong. They want more stories. And they want them in whatever format they want. And the paperback people are the ones who I find most curious. Well, it's not a real book if I can't hold it in my hands. Seriously? Okay. Yeah, you got a lot bigger problems than not being able to read my book. But be that as it may, I do understand people like to keep them for mementos, for keepsakes. Be that as it may. It's interesting. There are some genres, and I understand that YA, children's books, picture books, yeah, our paper is the, I can see where paper has value, at least for children's books and for picture books, because pictures on a pad, pictures on a Kindle are just horrible. Graphic novels, they don't float well. It's difficult to, I suspect it would be difficult to put together a graphic novel in the ebook format that actually made sense. YA is a curious one. YA is, I'm not exactly sure why so many people, so many kids are looking at YA as paper only. It could be that they haven't collected thousands of books and had to move them yet. Monkpole. So the advantages of the ebook library that goes when you do because it's in your pocket, yeah, they haven't had to move 5,000 paperbacks, several hundred hardcover books from one apartment down three flights of steps and to another apartment and up three flights. I suspect that that's part of it. I also suspect that part of it is most kids aren't being given a choice, and that we're not actually hearing from the kids who A, are given a choice, and B, are really heavy readers. My knees hurt this morning. Yeah. Somebody's doing laundry today. It's quite a lovely day. It's there's a big cloud bank off to the northwest. I think there's it's supposed to snow today. I can't complain. I've had a few days now where I haven't had to deal with snow. Had a few days where I could actually walk on the sidewalk and not be afraid I was going to fall. So that's good. That's good. It's a frosty morning. All the roofs have coats of frost on them. And the sun hasn't been up long enough to burn them off. Only in a couple places. There's a roof that's got an eastern exposure that's bare, but it's still wet. So it's melted the frost, but it hasn't evaporated yet. It's usually a sign that it's kind of a humid day. Humid being relative, because the water-bearing capacity of air is dependent on ambient temperature. It's interesting. House, it looks like it's lacking insulation. The whole side of the house is a checkerboard of wet spots. Like the wall is either warmer there or colder there, and it condensed the moisture onto the wall on the outside. Most of a lot of the houses around here don't have what I would consider to be adequate insulation. My house does not have what I would consider to be adequate, because I come from a much more extreme climate. But the insulation here would be to protect from the heat rather than the cold. This winter, notwithstanding, is a particularly vicious winter. In terms of temperature, I would expect that the climate change will cause those to continue to get worse, more extreme. 80 one day and snow the next. Although that's pretty common here, actually. It's particularly in spring and fall, it can be 75, 80 degrees one day, and then have snowfall the next day, and then be back up to 60, 70 degrees the next day again. So, yeah, it's pretty common. Morning doves this morning. Morning. Ooh, a dog. Kel Surprise. Ah, there, yes. I'm almost back. I'm just about to cross the next to the last street. Start north along the edge of the park. I felt kind of funny putting on all of my layers this morning, but I'm glad that I did. It was pretty cold when I started. My fingers had finally started to warm up. Oh, and there goes the neighbor out for his walk. It's funny, I recognize him by his walk. This guy walked across the street and I said, oh, I know him, who is that? And I saw his headset. He's got one of these really old school FM radio. I assume it's an FM radio. It's got a little short antenna on it. With headphones on a band. And he wears that on top of his hat. Okay. So it's kind of a giveaway. A diagnostic clue. Oh yeah, that's looking really dark. It's actually to the north and northeast. Maybe it's not going to come down here. Maybe we'll miss the snow. Probably the snow will miss us. I certainly won't miss the snow, let me tell you. I can do without exercise behind the shovel. So let's see. Yes, I'm making progress. I haven't exactly said which progress I'm making. I dropped a clue yesterday. And there's another one for today. Almost back. What do you think? 17 minutes? Maybe. Talk to me. -17:11. Yes, I was pretty close. 17 and a quarter minutes on the backside. I'll take that. Take that indeed. And with that, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.